Time to cover everything. There are mitzvahs, Chazal talk about it as a mitzvah chavivim ad ma'od. Therefore, a person, if it doesn't have what he needs for it, the person mechiyuv to be shoyel, limper ksusa and sell his clothing, being machsal apsachim, because of the importance of the mitzvah prasimunisa. So it's a very, very important mitzvah to take it very seriously. There is a Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Mor Ksiya, says that when we make the brachas, as opposed to normally we make the brachas are the mitzvah, brachas the mitzvahs. Over here, the brachas and mitzvahs are chelik of the pesumenisa. That when we make a bracha and we explain why we're doing it, that itself increases the pesumenisa. That's similarly, Chazal came along and made limits that you cannot be nehenna from it. To be very clear that the purpose is presuming is that it's for the nes. So Chazal very makbet on the lekuda presuming nisa. Okay, Chazal made us. We should do it in this man, which is the beginning of the laila, which is that's the time when people are around. Order to be first on the nes, and therefore it has the luchas that there before it comes as man. A person has to be careful not to do anything which is going to share his mitzvah halakha. So Chazal said, once his man halakha comes, he's normally the halakha by mitzvah is the rabbanon. It's mitzvah rabbanon. Normally, by mitzvah rabbanon, the halakha is that you're not allowed to start when his man of the mitzvah comes. If you did start, you're mechiyuv dimasik. Over here, if you did start, you're mechiyuv dimasik.
What time is that?
So when is his man halakha? We'll get to his man halakha in a second, or not in a second, a little bit. Now, The question which comes up nowadays is that this halacha the mechiyuv dipaisik, does that mean normally the zman the iser of these chazal asher achila, the asher malacha, the asher limu, the asher half an hour before the zman, because you're afraid you'll get it. These things, it comes as man, you're not going to remember. You're going to continue. You say, well, if you're a master, you mechiyuv dipaisik. When are you mechiyuv dipaisik? During the half an hour beforehand. It's not this man yet anyway. But no, stop now, because this way when you get this man, you're not going to make a mistake. Or no, you started, you're mechiv to stop. You're mechiv to stop. When this man comes, you're mechiv to stop. If this man hasn't come yet, you're not mechiv to stop. So the Shar Tzion says even this man, even the Chatzi Shul beforehand, once you started, you're mechiv to stop. Because you're afraid that if you don't stop, you're going to continue and then you're going to forget. So Chazal are very makbet on this. Now, what is interesting nowadays is how does it play out vis-a-vis our halakha. And our halakha is a little bit different in the zman of halakha than the zman of halakha of Chazal, because the presuming nisa Chazal wanted that it should be done in a way that it should be publicized. So they did halakha outside. So they did the halakha outside. We don't do the halakha outside. Our halakha is based on the Gemara that they moved the halakha inside because of the zman of sakana. They moved it inside. And we still light inside. The only thing which we do differently than the Zman HaSakana of the Gemara, which the Ritva says, allow Dachas HaSakana, means even Eva. Because even Eva, because of Eva, you would light inside. As the Gemara says, because of Sakana, they would light out on the Shulchan B'dayo, that was enough. And we light by the window. If they have an option of lighting by the window, we light by the window. Now that the Halakha is Halakha for inside, as opposed to Halakha for outside, so that changes the Zmane Halakha a little bit. There was this man hadlaka for outside was Ashtikh Reglam and Ashuk. That was his Zman hadlaka. That's you're talking about outside, you're talking about inside. So the Zman hadlaka is when the people are inside. As long as the people are inside, you can light. So the Zman hadlaka, Lamaisa, the correct Zman hadlaka nowadays is it is still preferred as right by the proper Zman because Chazal were misakin that. But whereas the Gemara says if you do not light by that Zman, you only have that Zman to light it afterwards, you do not light it anymore. The Zman is there, you light afterwards also. How late can you light afterwards? So the Mogad Rama says you can light, you can do until Chatzais. A. B, he says you have to have an Ebayis, you have to be in the Urim. You have to have somebody else there to be Mepharsim in the Nes. So it has to be somebody else in there. He says even if there's nobody else awake, you awaken them in order to be Mepharsim in the Nes, which is one of the Kedushim over here of that. And, you know, we know Gesel Shin is the most common the Gavarian called Herkula. The Yeshiva Bacher, you know, if you wake him up, he has a loch of Yargo Yavr to attack you for that. So there's a loch, you wake the person up, you wake up the Nebai, that there should be a pure Simonase. And he holds that if you don't have a bnei bayis, you would not make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah is a machriya in the Shaar HaTzion that there's the mashal which holds you can go till the morning, and he's machriya in the Shaar HaTzion that the Chaim Rashi says you do not need bnei bayis. If you can't get your bnei bayis awake 4 o'clock in the morning, you feel it's dangerous to get your bnei bayis awake, so you can light without bnei bayis being awake. The Shaar HaTzion brings the Chaim Rashi, and the Rashi is machriya. Yeah, but the Shaar HaTzion, he brings the Chaim Rashi.
It's for the front of the
turn. What?
When you have the Shaar HaTzion and
the... No, he's saying in the case where you don't have that option, you can be Sama Chanet. And immersion...
Even though the Shaar HaTzion said you need the Nikah.
Right.
So it's, if you brought a special case where it's, say, you have to wake up your, one of your parents, where it would be, there's a greater issue of waking up your parents, even though it's for a mitzvah, because Mr. Derisa is
I don't know, it's a good question, I don't know. And then he says that... And then Rosh Hashanah Tshuva says you can be Samech on the Shaar HaTzion. Rosh Hashanah says you can be Samech on the Shaar HaTzion. The Chemet Rosh Hashanah means according to the Mishnah Berurah, bringing it down. It means a person who's a single person can never, will not light with a bracha because he doesn't have who to light for. That's not Mistabra, the Chemet Rosh Hashanah. Very strongly, there's a Tainah. So therefore, he holds that. And Rosh Hashanah says he's Machriya like that in a Tshuva. So Kelik Dalet. Now, because the Zman is, for us, is not the, for us, it's a preferred Zman earlier as opposed to Ma'akev earlier. So there are scenarios where the Pesachim say that we can be Samech on doing later as opposed to being, so let's say a person, there are many Pesachim which hold, that you have a situation where you have a Kerlol, which you know, that Zman, the Kerlol learns from 3:30 till 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and you're light in the middle, so you end, it's the end of the whole second Seder. Basically, you destroy the whole second Seder after Zohar, the lighting at 4:30. So there are, Scheinberg holds that in that situation, you wait till the end of Seder, and you light later on. So the Kerlol, you're not supposed to learn then, so you rely on the Eitz of Scheinberg. Another shadow which he was asked was the wife is not home, the husband can come home, he can take off, he can take a second Seder and come home, but his wife happens to work somewhere, she can't come on this Zman HaLok. So in Eretz Yisrael, you light outside, a lot of people say, the Maisa, you light by the correct Zman. Because that, the Taka doing you're doing the HaLok of the Gemara, which is Tidra Elam and Ashok, which is that Tikr Zman. He says, when Chutz Lord, so you're not lighting by outside anyway, you light for the Tikr HaLok is within the Nebayas. So then the Shalom Bayis is waiting for the wife, is Machriya, and he says that you should wait till the wife comes home. Vice versa, your situation where the husband's not home, and Eretz Yisrael, the wife should light by his man. The way not light for not wait for the husband, there's a crack that loaded by his man. So I had a husband like that, that's very nice, but the wife's home is on a look, and the wife should light, and the husband won't light. But the chutz l'aretz, you wait for the husband. Right? So that's pretty standard that, you know, now, the mice, you can't be Isaac then, so there's a din of Shomer. What's called the Shomer? So now we go back to the regular din of other mitzvahs with the rabbanon. You have chila if you don't. There's not a ma'akev d'kazman b'dafka a certain time, and afterwards it's the zman is avar. So then you allow the chila. You can be saying, you have a sharma to remind you. You can be saying on a sharma. So what's a sharma? A sharma normally is a person. So a sharma in that piece, it's a piece in Amatara. Madura Gimel Chaveris Tesvov. If you want to look it up. You know what Amatar is, even. Anyway, so he says that you can use the Neitzah of an alarm clock. Together with an alarm clock, writing a note on it which says why it's ringing. So, I mean, nowadays, you know, we can do much more sophisticated. That was an example then. Nowadays, you can set your dumb phone, smartphone, it'll ring at that point in time, and a voice will say, light your Neiros. You know, there's many things you can do nowadays which should definitely function. But the law, you have to respond to it then. It has to be set at a time which, you know, it doesn't help you to do it, then you're not going to respond then. Then you lost your shomer. You know, you have to respond at that point in time.
But why is an electronic device considered as equal to a human?
Because you just need a reminder.
I'm saying, but why are you allowed to rely on an electronic device?
As long as it's going to ring, then you're okay.
I'm saying that you have to worry about battery or whatever.
You know, I theoretically, you know,
if you have to spend the money on the candles, you can at least spend the money
on the battery. Okay. Now there are cases where a Sharma wouldn't work. I mean, there are cases where Sharma doesn't work. For talked about the more, this is just totally an aside. The more that the Gemara says behedja by the more Shabbos Yud Gimel, when it comes to achila, buses, flesh is the milk, at the same time, you need deus. You need somebody there as a person to remind you. But it's not always always marking for this purpose. Okay. Similarly, if a person, we say that Chazal, we're asking us to light for Pesumanisa, so Chazal wants to light in a way that the B'nai B'shus and Rabban should be able to see it. So we light it out there. Shall they light outside? In America, they don't light outside for the most part. They light by a chalon. If a person, but Chazal said that Ner Chanukah should not be the Malam Chaf Amo because we want it to be visible. Above Chaf Amo, people don't notice it. It should be preferably below 10 Tfachim. Because the derech, you didn't put a lamp which you used for light below 10 tefachim. That wasn't a normal place to put it. So be nicker that you're doing it not out the light, but out the pesuminisa. So preferably should be below 10 tefachim. So you're measuring 10 tefachim and you're measuring chavama. Where are you measuring from? So you're measuring 10 tefachim. You should measure from inside the house because you're lighting from the beker lachas for the bnei bayis. So you're lighting the bnei bayis. You're lighting it inside. And you should light it below 10 tefachim, preferably below 10 tefachim. This way it should be nicker. Everybody in the bayis that it's, and you measure that from the floor. 10 tefachim measured from the floor to where the fire is, not where the menorah starts. You know, your menorah might be 10 inches tall. You know, so that's all taken to the cheshbon. Obviously, there's little children around, and that's what any sakana, so you light it higher. Now, chof amma, the cheshbon of chof amma. What? No, I'm going to go back to this model a little bit. Now, just I'll talk about Pesumei Nisa. The Pesumei Nisa. A lot more to talk about everything. So Chof Amma would be a Megaya inside, but that which you light by the Chaloin is only because of the outside. So it's above Chof Amma from the streets. So people are not going to. The person lives on the eighth floor of the Warwick, right? So people are not going to see it from the streets. So then. The halacha brought down a she'ilta who says it's better to light by the Pesach. This way, a person lights by the Pesach. It's eight of the mezuzah, so you have the mezuzah mean, and their chanukah is small, and the person goes in between the two mitzvahs. So, well, the Gemara says that probably he has, and the person goes into the two mitzvahs. So, chaloyin is better than Pesach. However, even though chaloyin is better than Pesach, but if the chaloyin is above chafama, you don't do that. Now, what do you do if you're living in an area where there are other high-rise buildings? So that's measured from the streets. Okay, but now I have a situation where I have other high-rise buildings where there are people living in those high-rise buildings at the same level as I am. So maybe then I should light by the window, even though I'm on the 16th floor, right? But I mean, I should light by the window. So somebody lives in the curve of the Warwick. So he lives in 622, right? So he goes out on his window. He faces directly across from other apartments which are in the same height, right? From the University Towers to Warwick, I think it's pretty far. In Warwick itself, you have mamish. You know, it's the curve over there creates it. You can see into somebody else's window, so they can see into your window. So what do you do over there? So that's an interesting question. And the Poskim Bizman Azeh both deal with the question. So I have that. Not the right names. That's not the question. I have the names. I'm not sure which one says which. Say it right. So Rabbi Yashuv says that you would light it higher. That's right. You would light by the light, by the window. No. Rabbi says you light it by the window. Rabbi Yashuv says you light it by the door. Because the kana was for the Bnei Rechayv, he says, and so Bnei Rechayv, the mice are not going to see it. So the fact that somebody else sees it, that wasn't the Pesumanisa Chazal or Rechayv in the situation. Even though theoretically you get one more person to see it, that's not where our goal is. The other area where Pesumanisa comes up, the question of Pesumanisa is, we have a minute to light in the Beis HaKnesses. One of the explanations for the minute to light in the Beis HaKnesses, Chazal Masakan there, Isha Beis, so it's a lach and bias, there's no bias there. So Mishad is, it's because people used to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. But our minute is even, we don't have that, we still light over there. One of the explanations is because of Pesumanisa. So then the question comes up, if a person has a Hanukkah Masiba, so she lights the Neiris by the Hanukkah Masiba in some hall. They have a Chasna, so she lights Neiris by the Chasna, because it's Pesuminitha. So, Sir Diane Weiss has a chum about it, and others have a chum about it, and they say no. That there's no halacha. This halacha was, Betzim is the halacha of bias, it has to be lit in a bias. So a person lives on a park bench, he doesn't light up Neiris Chanukah. There's a lot of Ner Ish Ubeisoy, it's a lot of bias. It's Tysus and Sukkah. Tysus is looking more like that, there's a lot of bias. So, basic Nesses, that's a minig, so that was the minig, so we keep the minig, it's time to the Hadlaka, these people used to live there, it's time to the Hadlaka, which is in the base of Mikdosh. There are other explanations for that Hadlaka, but to go light, you don't want to light without brachas or whatever you have to hate, I mean, to go light by a public gathering without bias is very questionable. In other words, menorah, you know, gatherings and lighting a public menorah gathering outside is very questionable in halacha that there's no makor for that. You know, obviously the Babich does that. They there is a tshuva actually from the Osnid Beru from Rabbi Yamin Zilber's style that he says that you could light with a bracha over there, but most folks can see the way in that you can't. So those are some examples of how Prisumanisa plays into the sugya. Okay, now let's go.
Yeah. What about a place where a person's living in the middle of nowhere and there are no people from the street? Would you light by the window or would you
not hear it? If there's nobody by the street, so that there's no reason to light by the window, Badafka. But then, realistically, another question which comes up, which is, if you live where there's no Jews, is there a Prisumanisa targeted at Jews or even at non-Jews? And that's my one of my upcoming shiurim is on that topic. The Shal Halun the Gemara, the basic Shal Halun the Gemara, the Moran Shabbos says that the Regel Minashuk was referring to the Regel Tarmadoi. So who was the Tarmadoi? So Rashi says, they were an Am, they're a nation who used to come and they used to sell wood. So they were out in the street selling wood, going knocking door to door. So the Regel Minashuk is referring to Am Tarmadoi, so Vaisal is referring to Rashi. So, Rishon Mazalman Pinnis, brought that right from Rashi, that advice to the somebody supplies the goyim also. You ever heard of it?
No, but wasn't it that the people go and still sell and still buy?
Good, so then there's, so Moshe Sternberg has a piece of mind of his mind, where he feels the riot's not a riot. It seems to be Mechlokes, how to learn from the Gemara. There's a riff in a Rashi. He wants to make a Talmud Mechlokes riff in Rashi, Rishon Mazalman Pinnis. The Panei Shlomo, but the heel's not a raya, so it's a different way of learning the Gemara. But it is a welcome, it's an interesting question. If I could light in there in such a way by the window, which Goyim will see, but no Yin will see it, because the guy lives in Alaska. There's no Yin around that neighborhood. The chances of a Yin dropping in are minimal. So she light by the. Is there a dinner Prisimunis in that situation? Okay, but so Prisimunis plays a significant role. It's not the only criteria. Okay. And the person, let's go back. So he makes a brachos, he lights, when is the proper time to light? So the preferred time to light is Machlokes in the Halon the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch says Seisa Kochavim. The Rambam says it's Shkia. Shachanar Tzitzachom is the Ben Otam Tzitzachachovim, which would be 72 minutes after Shkia or something of that sort. The Rambam says it means, and the Gra is Machriya like the Rambam, it means at sunset. It comes on the Berlocha, this is Tafresh Ayin Beis, the Berlocha beginning says that the Lashon over there says you shouldn't be Maktim, you shouldn't be Ma'acher. You should do it around that, you shouldn't go too early, you shouldn't go too late. So, I mean, is 2 minutes off okay? It's 5 minutes off, okay? You know, what's the share of not being ma'achar, not being makdim? You know, obviously you're not asking the person to sit there with his. I mean, they didn't have atomic watches, and they know exactly based on NASA calculations exactly when sunset is. So they were never yotze because they're being ma'achar, being makdim. Obviously not. Obviously, ma'achar, you have a leeway. So how much time do you have a leeway? So the Bir Halacha is ma'arit that you have 30 minutes. You know, within 30 minutes
from
the correct time of Halacha. Either before or afterwards is called not being macher, not being makdim.
But it still has to burn for.
It still has to burn for half an hour after Seisa Kochavim, But regardless of the correct is man hadloka, so the correct man hadloka is either shkia or tseis, and you have a half an hour leeway. So therefore, they say over an eitzah from Rebaron Cutler's at Sal, Rebaron said that why don't you light 25 minutes after shkia? So you're within a half an hour of shkia. So your yotzeh the half shkia halacha according to the Gra. There are many calculations of seisel chama which puts seisel chama 15 minutes after shkia. So you're within a half an hour of seisel chama. So you're yotzeh the halacha of the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch. You're yotzeh the Rambam. You're yotzeh the Shulchan Aruch. So he suggests that the correct zman halacha is 25 minutes after shkia, thereby allowing you to be within a half an hour of both of them, and being yotzeh both based on this bir halacha. And that's the minhag of many yeshivas do, is that they light at 25 minutes after shkia. A person should have the neighbor set up beforehand. This way, when it comes to the time of halacha, he can light without he can light properly. Again, bisman is that the ikar halacha. This is just preferred. It's, you know, we're not lighting outside. Lighting outside is a little more chomer. Bisman is that the ikar halacha is for inside. So you didn't light then. You can still there's no question you can light afterwards with the bracha. So it's toivli zoyer bezmanasa. That's a Rambam. If a person has a tear, then he cannot light. Then he's afraid he's going to be not be able to light. Then so he can light from plaga mincha and onwards. So now, let's say a person has a choice. So b'zman chazal, so you didn't have a choice of later. You had till a half an hour after tzeis. That's what you had. Okay? So, that's it. So a person is going to be coming back, leaving and coming back very, very late, so you should light plaga mincha. But a person lighting inside, and I have a choice, I can light plaga mincha, it'll be lit, and have it, if you light plaga mincha, it'll be lit through the zman of the correct time of halacha. Or I can light when I get back at 11 o'clock at night. So what's better to do? Is it better to light later at night? Or should I light early? So, of course, you know, it's mechalikus. So Mersh Zatzal said that you should light from plaga mincha. The situation, light from plaga mincha. And the Rav Ozner, the Shevet Levi, says you should light later on when you get back. As long as the people will be up. And even he agrees, if nobody else will be up, then you should light... you light earlier, but if somebody's going to be up, you use that other eight. Let's say I have a third option of making a shliach to light for me at the right time. So that these are preferred, that both of these are preferred than having a shliach light for you at the right time. Yeah.
So how long does it have to be lit from after from plaga mincha?
It has to be lit here. So we light Erev Shabbos, we light from plaga mincha onwards, and it has to be lit, and it's the same thing. It has to be lit to half an hour after tzeis.
That's the same thing.
Okay. The same halacha as lighting half an hour after tzeis. Okay. Yeah.
So how do you pass it on? Is it something like plug or later on? That situation is going to happen.
If commercials, you like from plug. Right.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. okay. But you have to let make sure you have a At least one nair is going to last to the full zman. Okay. The other issue we have is that's the zman halacha in general. Erev Shabbos we light from plag. Motzi Shabbos, the question which comes up with the question of the zman halacha over there is you're lighting late already, so the person should have it, preferably had it set up before Shabbos if possible. So this way, Motzi Shabbos, you can light right away. If he doesn't have that, so we are going to. What we do nowadays is we light even later if necessary. The one question that still remains is what's the order, the correct order of Hadlaka? Is the correct order of Hadlaka Matzi Shabbos, is it Havdalah and then Hadlaka, or is it Hadlaka and then Havdalah? Okay, so in basic Knesset, it's clear in Hadlaka the minhag is to do Hadlaka's nearest and then Havdalah. So you're lighting in the shul, you do Hadlaka's nearest and then you do Havdalah afterwards. In the bias, there's no clear. The Mishabura comes out that there's no clear minig. You can do either one, Havdalah first, and then Halakha, or Halakha, then Havdalah. Either one is acceptable. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minig, the Maaseh, the minig Yisrael is Havdalah first. The Yerava says the minig Yisrael is Halakha first. Okay, which leaves you with what is the Minhag Yisrael. But the Maaseh, I think the Minhag Yisrael is like the Aruch HaShulchan is the Minhag Yisrael, is that it's Havdalah first and then Hadlok, as you do at home.
What's the time again for Motzei Shabbos lighting?
So you should try to do as quickly as possible.
Okay.
That's Zman Hadlaka. So we touched on now Mokum Hadlaka. So we said, where do you put it? You put it, preferably, you put it by the window, not getting involved in putting it outside. Unless the window is too high, and we spoke about the shear is preferably within 10 tefachim. Now, how do you measure 10 tefachim? To measure the Rabbanon.
What if the window is like fogged up and you can't see through it?
It would be such as you can't see outside. There's no reason to be makhid to put it by the window. So then it's preferable to put it by the Pesach, if that's going to be the situation. So we put it by the window. Now, we put it by the window. There's no hakpat exactly where in the window, the middle of the window, the right side of the window, the left side of the window, you know, you put it by the window. When we put it by the Pesach, there is a halacha of that you're supposed to put it within the tefach hasamach l'Pesach. So again, since the person walks in, he sees it, and it's not a normal place to put a lamp. So again, it was nicker, it wasn't done, it's been done for the Menisa. That practically, that sometimes that will work, and sometimes it doesn't work, depending on how your door is. Now, also defining tevach hasamach l'Pesach is also machlokes. Okay, so imagine you have a house. So here's wall, and the doorway's in the middle of the middle, right? So your door opens up, and is on the right side. When you walk in, immediately on the left, there's this place to put the menorah. That's fine. You know, there's no wall there blocking it, etc. So it's not in the doorway itself, because that would be obviously very difficult to open. It'd be a little bit over to the left, within a tefach to the left. Now, how do you set it up at a point in time? Do you set it up parallel to the wall or perpendicular to the wall? Right. So we're saying you should put it by the tefach of Samach LePesach. So how should you set it up? And this, of course, is a mechloikus. How are you supposed to set it up? You're supposed to set it up. Tefach of Samach LePesach means perpendicular to the wall, which means parallel to the path you're going to be taking as you walk in. Or it means parallel to the wall, which would be, it's not really going to be in your path of walking at all. It's preferred to do it perpendicular to the wall. And obviously if there's scenarios where you can't do that, it's not safe, etc., you do it parallel to the wall.
And the door is the entrance door of the whole
entrance of the whole house.
And right. If the house belongs to you and you have an apartment in the house,
if the house doesn't belong to you.
If the house belongs to you,
right,
and you have one apartment in the house, you have to light in there.
If the whole building belongs to you, saying
if the whole building.
You light by your door. You can light by your passion, you light by your own door with it. Many times it's not the situation. You walk in and there's a wall to the left as soon as you walk in, or something of that sort, you know. So then you can't put a tefach hasamach l'Pesach. So if you can't put a tefach hasamach l'Pesach, there are many poskim say then there's no reason to put it by the doorway b'chla. You can put it on the table. Go back to your window situation. Okay. Next question is that we say that's the Makom Hadlaka, where to put the menorah. Okay, which house do we talk about when we say Makom Hadlaka? Which house is the Makom Hadlaka? Where are you supposed to light? So the Ramah says that that Makom Achila is a person who has two batim and he sleeps in one and eats in the other. He lights the Makom Achila. The Makom Achila is the eker place that the person should light. Shulchan Aruch holds you light by both because of a chashad. But the Ramah says you light the ikra of the halakha is by the Makom Achila. The Taz points out, and Mishabura passes like that, that's all talking about if you live there. But if you're eating there on a regular basis. But if a person is just going to somebody's house for a meal one night, there's no question that you cannot light over there. You're not yotze with the halakha over there. So what should you do in that situation? So the preferred thing is to be home at the right Zman halakha. Or leave the meal and come back home for the manalok and then go back to the meal. If that's not an option, so then your two options, of course, are lighting early before plugging in or lighting late when you get back, and that's the halakha before what to do in that situation. But you cannot, but it's clear in halakha, you cannot be yotze. I'm just coming to visiting a friend for a meal one night of Hanukkah, so I cannot be yotze over there. Now,
put in a case when you have a winter camp? Should you make shliach your parents and digital love for you at home, or
if not, if you go and spend the whole day there, this becomes
a day is already enough.
A day or a day, one day is probably enough. A day is for sure is enough. So that's your makom for now. For Hanukkah, this is your makom. So this is your makom achila, makom shina, whatever it is. So you would light over there.
We have to light here now.
We'll get there. We're getting there. Okay. Now, let's say a person goes home for Shabbos, which might happen over here. Someone might go home for Shabbos. So where does he light? So Kol Zman he's here. This is his makom adlak. He can light here. So he's leaving. The person, whatever reason, is leaving Thursday night after his manadlaki. He can light here without a problem. I hope he's sleeping and eating at home tonight. But right now, where he calls when he's here, this is his mok. Vice versa, the person's coming back Sunday night, right? So he's going to be sleeping back in yeshiva. He might be eating that whole following day in the yeshiva, but calls money still in at home. That's his mok, and that's clearly his mok manadlaki for him. Question is a person who has his own bias. Like a person, let's say a couple goes to their parents for Shabbos and they're leaving Matzah Shabbos and they're going back home. So what should they do? Batzim is preferred in Allah, they should light when they get home. Not where by their parents, but they could be, if necessary, they could be Yotzeh Hadlok over there. So the Chachila, you should be, go back to your bais and be Madlik over there. If that's not an Eitzah, so you can light where you are. Bachram and Yeshiva. So where's the Bachram and Yeshiva light? So Batson the Ramos says Mokam Achila is Iker. So Ramos holds Mokam Achila is Iker. So the Chazal no Shaila, they should light. If you have two different buildings, one building has the dining room, one building has the dormitory, they should light Mokam Achila. So Ramos has the Chum. Ramos says no. That since in the dormitory, you can light. Assuming you can light each person, they allow each person to light in their own room. So that's much more his private place. So that's his Mokam, his bias, much more than the Mokam Achila of the communal dining hall. And therefore, he holds in that situation, it's better to light in the dormitory than to light in the dining room.
This is all putting aside for some reason.
This is all putting aside. Well, where Arika Loka is for the Bnei Bayis. Simonis always functions for us as a second. But Chazar Masakan, there's a look of Ner Ish Ubeisra, there's a look of bias. You have to, where's your bias? We're trying to figure out where your bias is. The Maisa, we were Makri over here that since there is a Tshuva from a few, one of the Rishonim already discusses that the Bokrim, which go away to Yeshiva and they sit and learn in Yeshiva and they're conveying themselves in the base of Medrash, even though they don't sleep there, that's the Iker Mokrim is they sit and arrive over their day in the base of Medrash, so they should light the base of Medrash. So again, all these halakas, we're talking about Hila versus Shina, some of two different buildings. Right? Remember, I'm going to light by the window. I'm going to light by the window of the bedroom or of the dining room. I mean, I light this house becomes my Malkam Achila, this house becomes my Malkam Shina. And I light now by the window out to the Shazarabim of that building. So it's not that room specifically, it's the building we're being conveyed. This is my bias, this is where I sleep or where I eat. So if I have. So even a person lighting over here, Malkam Achila, doesn't light the dining room. He lights by the door, the windows going out towards the. So we used to light before they frosted over the window. Used to light facing our kola. Now they frosted over that, so we light by the window facing out to the parking lot. So that's called lighting Malkam Achila. It's also called lighting Malkam Beis Medrash, right? Because it's the same building. So the combination of the Beis Medrash and the Malkam Achila. And anyway, not many people are arguing about and hold that the is not Mokam Achila like not Mokam Shin like Ramosha. It's Mokam Achila in that situation. So the combination of everything, we were Machria, the Iker place of light is here, not in the dorm.
The Bochum that don't eat here.
Bochum who don't eat here. So that would be, they should probably like where they eat. But the other eight cities, the Bachar could convey that he should not eat here during Chanukah. He's convey that during Chanukah he takes his meals here, so that's enough.
It's only based on what you're doing on Chanukah, or it's on.
Again, if I go to somebody for a meal for a guest, it's one thing, but if I'm conveying for Chanukah, I'm going to take my meals in Yeshiva, that's what comes like Makam Achila.
Okay.
Not a bit, that's sufficient for that.
So a person who goes away for like 4 days during Hanukkah, or 5 days.
If he goes away, but while he's here, this is his Malkum Achilu. That becomes his Malkum Achilu. So that's the hakra of where a person should light the person. The last thing is, we say, we're talking about Malkum Hadloka, so exactly how do we set up the neighbors on the menorah, and how do you light? So we know there's a rule of that we're combining a few different rules. One rule is that mitzvahs, we always turn them in. We always go to the right. Right? So we always go to the right. So so the Shulchan Aruch says that you set up the ner the first night on the right side of the menorah. The second night you add a ner to the left of that, and you light the new ner first, and then you light to the right. By night three, you have three nerus, and you light the leftmost one first, and then you light to the right. So you're always lighting this one, always going to the right. You know, my right, your right, like that. So you're always going to the right. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz understands differently. I think I have a picture of it. I ran a picture of one of my. So. Going back to our doorway situation, right? So you're going to set up the menorah. Here's the walls. Here's the doorway. Here's your menorah. So, Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, you're standing here and lighting not the one next to the wind, next to the doorway. So the Taz says you light the first night the one closest to the doorway on the left side of the menorah, right? The second night, you light the one which is further away from the doorway, and you go to the left. You light to the left. Because he understands we prefer mitzvahs go to the yamin means we start the mitzvah on the yamin. Not that we afterwards go to the yamin. We start on the yamin. So I set it up next to the doorway. Say one candle here, candle. And I light this candle first, because that's the rightmost candle. And I light to the left. That's the Taza sheet. The Grah Shita is that in that situation, I light the Nair next to the doorway first. And the second night, I also light the Nair next to the doorway. And I light to the right. So I'm doing the same thing as the Shulchan Aruch, where I'm lighting always with the, I'm starting with the leftmost one being the Ikar HaLaka, and I'm adding on each night another more to the right. So those are the three shitas. I think Minig Olam, like most people, is like the Shulchan Aruch. Unless you have a Minig otherwise, it's brought down a loch, David Kamar, over David Kamar, whatever you do is good. You can just keep track of how to do it. So, if somebody can see my chicken scratch, this is the... All right. This is the fellow standing here. So we're waking. I'll pass it on afterwards, you can see my believe me, I had to make the picture to figure it out myself. So, if you don't get it, don't feel too bad. So that's the other issue with the Malkum HaLaka. And again, the Minig Olam is like the Shulchan Aruch that we light it. You
add a candle from the right.
You light the leftmost one each night, and you light to the right. Okay. There's a halacha if a person's not home. Then he can be light. He can be yotze with the halacha of the his bias, because since chazara masakin that it's a halacha of bias. So as long as the bias lit, he's yotze. So you have a situation where a person is traveling by the zman halacha. Then he can be yotze, and he will not have a situation where somebody's flying to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be leaving in the afternoon. Before Plaga Menucha, he has to leave his house. The flight arrives in Eretz Yisrael the following morning. He's not going to be lighting a menorah on the plane. Even though the person spoke about the issue of lighting, whether you can light a menorah on a plane or not, it's considered a bias, they might be lighting. They were not referring to pressurized cabins. They're referring to propeller planes, which, you know, you don't have to talk about the question of, you know, exploding things. So I would not advise you to do that. So in that situation, I'll be yotzei without luck of his bias. And that is true anytime a person is traveling, mikra din, a person could be yotzei without luck of his bias. If he wants the light when he gets home, he should have in mind not to be yotzei. So before it is mana, they're going to be lighting where his home is, wherever that home might be, right? And he's going to that back to that home. So a bachur is traveling home Thursday afternoon, let's say, and he's going to get home late Thursday night. So his parents are going to be lighting at home. If he wants the light when he gets home, which is fine, he has to have in mind before there's mana luck, and not to be yotzei with the luck of his parents. Otherwise, he will be yotzei with them, and he can't light with a bracha when he gets home. He can't light without a bracha.
Is it enough for him not to have das, or they have to have das against it? Or, I mean, if they light for him and he doesn't want to?
No, if he says he doesn't want yotzei, not yotzei.
And also, if a person's going back home, so, I mean, kozman that they're here, they count as they live here.
Right.
So can they count their parents, or?
See, a bachur is an interesting situation, as opposed to, like, you know, some I'm going to a friend for Shabbos.
It's also is different.
In other words, because when he's home, he talks as a member of that household. He's a true member of that household. As opposed to being a reach is a little bit different. But this makom is also his makom. So kol zman he's here, he could light here, and he would not. So the only question is when he's en route. Like, see, he has potentially two places which could be motzi him. Pasha the bacher, the can't ask when he. The ikar alaka. I mean, there's a good argument to say over here when we light in base medrash. That's a locker for all of the members of this building. And you can be yotze with it. You have the ask not to be yotze. That's why you make your bracha afterwards. You can make a bracha afterwards. But a guy who's traveling could theoretically be yotze with that locker that we do in Beis Medrash, which is Mokam Achila, Beis Medrash, etc. Motzi all the bracha in Yeshiva. Tells Yeshiva they want to do one locker. They like Beis Medrash. That's it.
I think it's a Sephardi minhag that you be yotze, even bracha that they're. I heard like this effect when I was.
Yeah, right. So the minhag Sephardim is that only about the bias lights. The question is that now that you're away, what do you do? So, because the minhag is only one person lights for the whole bias. And not like the minhag of Ashkenazim. So there are some said they were yotze with the luck of their parents, even though they're not home at all, because they're still some chol shulchan aviyim. If a person is in a reyach over Shabbos, or over a day, whatever it is. So, mikra din is a concept of more called being mishtatef prutza. Mishtatef prutza means that a person has to acquire actually some bialis in the oil, the nairis which are being used. Mashim mishmur comes out, it's better the person should light himself. Not be some, since nowadays, most people light themselves, there's a chashad, they know you're mishtatef prutza, they think it's strange, you know, so they're assuming that you're not lighting. So, but you should light yourself. That's why they won't have any chashad issues. But mikra din, a person could theoretically be mishtata b'prutza and be yotze with the bala bias lighting. Okay, that is the where. Okay, now talk about the what. So, what do you light? So, preferred in halacha is you to use olive oil. There's an element of zecher lemikdash that the morale says there for the minhag was to use olive oil. Trying to find my notes on this. Everything for a second. I'm afraid I'm going to forget something. I don't look at using my notes. No, I know I'm going to forget something. A person should set their nairs up separately in different places. Go back to makom and loko. So therefore, it's nikar that each one is separate. You know, it should be clear that each one is separate. Yeah, so it'll be clear what you're doing.
From how far away? Does it have to be?
Doesn't have to be. You know, from a mile away. But that's within. And one more thing about the Shulchan Aruch also. But, you know, hello. So the if you stand with your hand by the menorah and there's five candles here and you stand by this one and then you reach over and light that one, that's wrong because you mean mavra lemitzvahs. So the person should always position himself that his hand is next to the them in there that he's planning to light. So he shouldn't have to reach across and ignore all the other candles and light them. So that's one of the Tassus kashas on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishabur says that for the Eitzah is to reposition yourself, that you should never have the problem of the Ma'arav Lemitzvos.
If you do, which one's better? Should you light? Should you?
If you didn't, I think the minhag is still to light the other one, but I mean, but it's a good question. I'm not sure. Because Ma'arav Lemitzvos is a din d'oraisa.
It's really your only, I mean, make your din, you only have to do one, right? So it's really only a din where you start, right? I mean,
right. That'll be your Ikra Mitzvah each night. Each night, night you're using a new one. Which creates an interesting shiloh of reusing the wicks. Because the next time I'm using it not for the Ikra Mitzvah, I'm using it for the... If I reuse that, I was conveyed, it was a mitzvah wick, and now it's a non-mitzvah wick, because you have a problem of going down a Kedusha. It's only a Mahadran wick. So there are some say, you should, if you want to do that, you should, if you save your wicks, you should each night transfer the near mitzvah wick to the first one you light.
Is that only the wick, or is that also the little metal holder?
No, just the wick. It wouldn't affect the holder.
Well, I mean, isn't it better to reuse it as a non-mitzvah one than to throw it out?
No, I'm not saying, if you have an option of using it as a mitzvah one, I should use it as a mitzvah one. Right? It can't be married with Kedusha. So it's preferred to use Shemen Zayis. The Ramah says we are made because it was to use candles, because Maisa, they have very clear light also, that you can use it with that. So candles is also acceptable, wax candles is also acceptable. Electric is an issue. The person can raise a question about, you know, person's situation, you know, where he can't, woman's in a hospital, something like that. So then I can let them light regular neiros. Pasha, you're not yet to electric. However, one of the reasons why you're not yet to electric, because there's a locha, you have to have enough oil in the you have to have enough fuel there to burn b'shas locha. You got a locha as a mitzvah, you can't add fuel afterwards. So since it's a current which is coming, there's no fuel isn't there. Therefore, you have a situation where you have a battery powered flashlight would be much better in halacha to be a nice of the minute. If that situation, the person would do them. You would light without a bracha, and a person sees electric neiros, so the bracha is a roya, you would not make a bracha on it. Okay.
Would it be better to get a shliach for that? Like, to someone just like,
if
like
can,
for you?
If you can.
Well, it depends.
Like, if she's in the hospital.
I said, well, if a woman's in the hospital and there's a husband at home, so that's one thing. There's a woman in the hospital and there's a husband at home. What?
Like, before he comes to visit her, or whatever, just so right. He should probably light at home.
Right, but.
Is it a problem of hekka? I mean, you don't have a hekka that's in the Chanukah. It's electrified. Well,
it's
don't know.
If I put something less than 10 tefachim, middle of nowhere, which is a place where nobody's not using it for anything, so what's that? I think it's more of a hacker. What's that? Oh, it's a Chanukah.
You have a Dafka flashlight. But like,
No, you, I don't want someone to use those. I'm saying, if your person has a light, you know, you can't. We didn't yotze with that, I don't think. You mean the henna, it has to be clear that you're not being henna, you're kept in the henna from the door. When a person lights, he has to have enough fuel in there that it should light the full zman. Now, what is the full zman? So you said the full zman is Achtikl Reglam and Ashuk. The Ramah's Lashon is Kmoy Chatishar Yoyser, which there's an explanation of what the Yoyser means. So, there's one explanation. There are some who say that the chasisho is shows manius, but it's backwards shows manius. It shows manius of the laila, not of the day. So we make it more than a chasisho, and that's one explanation for Yosef. The Biskurov said that he wanted to medai that the pshat in the Rambam Yosef was really depends on what's tikkun elam in a shulk. It's not a set what the mitzvah. So it was man, there were no street lights, so Tikkun Olam Shuk was whatever, you know, half an hour, whatever, depending where you are. Also depends where you are, how much light there is, how light it stays after the sun sets. You're living in Argentina, it's a different, it's going to be a different amount of light in the street than if you're living in the Alaska, right? But Bizman Azeb, but then the question came up, Bizman Azeb, which we have street lights and we have people going out in the street constantly until quite late at night, so maybe the Zman Tikkun Olam Shuk would be extended. Now, if it's extended, that's true, that accomplishes two things. A, the person is allowed to light with a bracha, even if he's lighting outside, till that time, which that'd be a chiddush, and he mechuyev to put enough oil in there to last the whole time. In other words, he's not yotze according to that, because more so, if you don't put enough oil, you're not yotze. Well, if my street, there's traffic going on a regular basis until 11:30 at night, so according to this Bisker Rav, if I don't put enough oil in there to last 11:30 at night, I'm not yotze. That's what will come out according to Bisker Rav. Is that the Bichumra?
Vel Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, would it be even less than half an hour maybe? What would this month be Vel Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos?
The Maisa, once there were Kaveya, the shear of assuming the shear is half an hour after it says, so the person say you always go at least a half an hour.
If there's 2.5 hours, 3 hours, then it will also be that way from Mel Shabbos, Monte Shabbos?
If what?
If in the time where it takes, nowadays it's not half hour after, nowadays maybe 2.5, 3 hours.
Well, if you assume what the Biskarov.
Yeah, so it will be Mel Shabbos, Monte Shabbos,
if you every time, till that time, right.
So in 10 minutes, 15 minutes even, you don't need half an hour anymore?
I don't think it's going to go less than half an hour. I think it's going to be Mamaita this year.
According to the Brisker, are we going to the Goyim or to just Jews?
So that'll be Tolan Machalik as before, whether it's Tolan Yidin or Goyim. Right. So, you know, Yerushalayim or Kurdish would be a different sock than the back to my friend in Alaska again, right? Okay. Person should use a type of a wick which could hold the nair well. So even though the Mor says kaf zayin zocher klo, if it goes out, you're not mechuyev to relight it. However, if you use a wick which you know the chachila is not going to really hold it the zman, then it could be not yotze because you didn't light it properly. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferred to use wicks made out of semer gefen or baruchutei pishtun. He says those are the choices that he gives. Now, the Mishnah also points out that you should have all of them of the same type. It should be all either all shemen or all candles. You shouldn't do a little bit this, a little bit that. And that's out. It seems to be that's out. Hit or miss, it looks nicer if it's all the same.
Once again, those are talking about that only one, at least one nair has to have enough fuel to last that time.
Correct.
Yeah, but not all the nairs.
I mean,
the chachila, yeah.
The mahadron would be possibly the same. Whatever, the heaters would do the same as everything else, not to do.
But if you're left with, obviously, well.
Yeah, okay. Now, question comes up nowadays, so two questions come up nowadays is, so your lehosa light with shemen zayis is congealed shemen zayis called shemen zayis. That's one question which comes up nowadays. And is waxed wicks called lighting with oil? I'm not lighting with oil. I'm lighting with wax because I'm lighting a waxed wick. So yeah, in a minute from now it'll turn. I'll start drawing the oil. But what I lit, which is the hadlaka, is a mitzvah. So that the hadlaka was actually with.
It was the wax wick and the wax.
No, it's yotze.
Not a candle. It's just a really thin candle.
Right, exactly. So, but if I want to be yotze, if I'm trying to be frum and use shemen zayis because I want to be like, you know, be yotze, then you should use shemen zayis. And I light with wax. So it's very nice. But then I spent a lot of money on my shemen zayis to be yotze with lighting with wax. I might as well use the candles. Right. So, of course, the answer to both of these is. It's Mechloi, right? Okay. Mishra already knows. Yes, Mishra, it's a... So, regards to waxed wicks, so Roshama Zalman held it's not a problem. It's called Yivin Madag B'Shemen and Sodor Vosner. But the Rosh Fraim had a psak on that. He held there was a problem. He held it's a problem. In regards to congealed wax... Still oil, I'm sorry, thank you. So, Rosh Hashanah calls it a problem. Just Rosh Hashanah holds the problem, and I think and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Halle was okay. Okay. Shaman should be Roy Lachila. So it's preferable to get Shaman which has a Heksher on it. This way you're not going to be involved in any questions of Roy Lachila or not. Here it is. No. The Rosen holds that it's okay. Shaman Levy holds that the congealed oil is okay.
Why should it be Roy Lachila?
There's a din of, you want to be doimit to the way it was in the Mikdash. The Mikdash, all Krabonis, there's a lach of mashki, so it has to be roi for your Jew to eat it.
So if it's a candle cannot be from a candle of chazi.
Right, it's the same with a candle, you would have to, well, our candles are wax candles, not
they're
a problem.
They're paraffin.
Right. Okay, that is what to use.
Is that a problem, or is that just like a thing?
What?
Like if it's not...
Without a heksher, pasha not a problem, because pasha, even without a heksher, it's still kosher.
With olive oil.
Olive oil, yeah. Meaning
Asa
Be'achila or not Asa Be'achila? Yes. Mashki
Yisrael.
What?
Okay.
Because those are Karnim. Okay. Okay. There's a minig notion not to do malacha while the neighbors are zolkos. That applies to minig leches hanoshim, so it doesn't apply to us. It's a minig not to do. There's an union brought down in the svarim hakadoshim, chalik svarim hakadoshim, to stay by the nair, the zman of the mitzvah. If it's a choice between that and learning,
learn by it.
I think you should learn.
Learn near the nair, but it's not by the light of the nair.
They're not by the night of the nair, yeah, but you know, if it's out in the hallway, so you can go back in the basement and learn. That's a litvish psak. Very much with the Zipzak. So now a person makes a bracha, and the bracha is going on the nair, the ikra nair, and also on the nairs you light for the heater. So when do you say nair salalu? The should not be mafsik, but the bracha should go on all of them. So the chara, when should say neiras halalu? So there are those who raise the question that really the correct time to say neiras halalu really should be after you finish lighting all of the neiras. The Maaseh Prima Gadim says that that you light after you say it after
the first neir.
No, so the Prima Gadim says you wait till you finish all of them, and but the Shulchan Aruch says that you start right away after the first neir. The Hasbro in it is, you know, it's the dinner of neir salalu is actually brought down in Masechet Sofrim, the same neir salalu, and you know, we say afterwards, most there is, you know, that's whatever, which was as part of the Pesumanisa. As part of the Pesumanisa was to declare that we're not going to be using these neiros. So, but the fact that we declare that they're Kurdish and we don't use them or anything, that's part of the Pesumanisa, so it's not a steer to Pesumanisa, the fact that you say that. But in Chanami, any other Dibur should not be said. If a person did say a Dibur, obviously he's not going to make another bracha. It's the halakha for the two reasons. First, it's a halakha for heater, and there's no bracha. You don't go back for bracha on heater. But even so, because the halakha is once you're maskal a mitzvah, even once you're maskal and you're mafsik, you don't go back, as long as it's one mitzvah. The place where women are gay for the moshul is a person goes and it's tevel kalim. Each kalim is its own separate mitzvah. So he should not be mafsik bedibur between each tefillah. And if he's mafsik bedibur, so the bracha you said before goes in that kalim, doesn't help for this kalim. It's not like it's one mice. Over here it's all one mice, so the bracha was chal, so it's chal, you don't go back.
What if he's speaking regarding like, oh, hang on, actually, if it's relevant?
Something which would be necessary for the halacha would be more.
Again, really, after the first after the first Ner, it's the only, that's really the only...
Right, so then it's over here, it's Heder also. Now, when is the right time? When's called you finish lighting the first Ner? The halacha of Rav Yehuda, the Mor says that when you light, what's a valid halacha, halachically, is that you lit the majority of the wick which is sticking out above the fuel. So, and I mean, that amount is caught. So it's not just you touch it for a second, you walk away, and eventually it burns down. That's not called you've lit yet. And that's b'chal halacha, a person, you should not go to the second Ner until he finishes lighting the first Ner.
So it's a problem potentially with longer wicks.
So a person should be aware of the fact, you're correct, that you have your wick, make sure that you're not supposed to take away your hand until you've finished lighting Rav Yitzhak. Okay, I think I covered everything. I'm sure I forgot something. One or two points about Al-Nisim. A person says Al-Nisim, it's a gay in Shemon Esrei, it's a gay in benching. So there's a lot of, we add in the Brach of Hudo, we add in Al-Nisim. If a person forgot it, he does not go back. The person got to the point where he said Baruch to Hashem, so he doesn't say L'nei Chukech and go back. That's it, you just go weiter. The person remembered any point before that, so you add an Al-Nisim, even though you said the Shem Hashem, we add the in the Tefillah, not in the Baruch, you can add an Al-Nisim.
Go back, or you just add it in
there? So you should go back, I'll say it. It has to be Mashmos, which makes sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make, you know, but not because there's a lach, there wasn't a kvias mokum specifically where to put it, but it should make sense.
So if you said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the Baruch Atah Hador, you finish the Baruch Atah,
you finish the Baruch Atah, and then you go right to. Now, there is, Ramah says that you can be moist, but you can add it at the end of benching, Harachim on Huyasal, and Nisim, and Niflos, Kamosh, and Sizal, and then we have B'mei Matzio Ben Yechon Kain Godel. So you can add it in as a harachamon, in the harachamons, and in the paragraph of the Shemon Esrei, well, a kind of, so you can add it in as a harachamon. Let's say a person in a situation where he's holding by Yalanism. If he skips Yalanism, he'll be able to answer Kedusha. If he doesn't skip Yalanism, he says that he's going to lose Kedusha. Kedusha, according to the result of the Raisa, Yalanism is the Rabbanon, right? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins that you do not skip. You say it straight and you do not skip. This is your kvias, the mitzvah you're doing right now. Whatever you miss, you miss. The Mishnah Berurah says the correct nusach is vi alanisim with the vav, that you should add in when you add it in. And since they bring from, which is not the Gate to us, but they bring from Rav Aaron itself, so that Al-Nisim was part of Chazal's Kvias of Pursuming Nisa, and therefore, even though by him and Yeshiva, by Lakewood, they do a Hecha Kedusha for Mincha, during Chanukah, they would specifically do a long Chazar Hashatz, to be able to say Al-Nisim out loud during Chazar Hashatz, to be Moisiv in the Pursuming Nisa, which is interesting, what to talk about that, Bukhal. Okay, I'm going to stop.